Hey, this is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. We are all about helping people eat more plants and celebrating imperfection as we navigate life's messiness. Hey there, thanks for listening to today's episode. I have a couple things for you before I get started, but first, I just want to check in, see how you guys are doing. I oftentimes wish that you could tell me, like, I wish that this was like a phone call and you guys could let me know how you're doing, because I feel like I'm always blabbering on about me. And today I'm not going to blabber on about me. Today I'm going to give some tips for you, or give tips to anyone who is feeling like they're in a bit of a downward spiral. I'm going to share some things that have helped me in the past. So that's what today's episode is about. But first, I wanted to mention two quick things. The first thing is that if you do not follow us on Instagram, totally should. We're at Clean Food Dirty Girl, and we post all kinds of cool things, and I'm going to start going live more often making recipes. So be sure to follow us on Instagram. And then if you don't get our Saturday emails, my Saturday love letters, like we call them, sweary Saturday love letters is really their official title, but love letters is what I refer to them as. I'm always going to give you a heads up about when I'm going live on Instagram. So to sign up for those, for my love letters, you can go to the show notes. The sign up link will be there. It's free. And I share stuff. I share life stuff, not just plant-based stuff, but mindset stuff. And I don't know, messy inner dialogue that I have with myself that maybe you can relate to. All kinds of things. So I wanted to share that. The next thing is, if you are interested in batch cooking, we recently came up with or created a really awesome guide, and it is all about batch cooking. So it's the Batch Cooking Handbook, and it really walks you through the steps of batch cooking one of our wizard plans. So our wizard plans, they're also called meal plans, but wizard plans because they are so magic. We walk you through kind of the process of batch cooking a wizard plan and also give you tons of tips and tricks and ideas. So if you are interested in downloading that for free, it's a beautiful resource guide that Brittany, who works for us or works with us, I sometimes feel like I work for her. She's awesome at what she does, and she made this really, really beautiful and very easy to follow and very lovely to look at. So anyways, if you're interested in getting a free copy, the link will be in the show notes as well, but you can also go to cleanfooddirtygirl.com/handbook and pick it up there. Okay. And Brittany told me to do that, or said if I wanted to mention it, that's the address to go to. So thank you, Brittany, again for that. So yeah, check that out. It's a beautiful, very helpful guide, and it's totally free. And then one last thing before we get started here is that if you are a member of Plant Fueled Life, and I know that many people who listen to this podcast are members of Plant Fueled Life, that is our monthly membership where we offer hundreds of meal plans, aka wizard plans, and thousands of the best whole food plant-based recipes anywhere in the world, anywhere, it's just the best out there. The best on the planet. So there was a recipe that came out like a couple weeks ago for toasted almond cranberry bark. And I don't know if you've seen this like chocolate bark in the stores, but also sometimes it's called snacking chocolate, which I think is hilarious. Like snacking chocolate. I just can't imagine chocolate being something just to like snack on regularly. I mean, I love the idea, but I don't, you know, it's a little bit of a stretch. But this bark has like, it's chocolate and it has different things in it, right? And it's kind of like these thin pieces. And sometimes it'll have like pretzels or nuts or dried fruit in it, you know. It's delicious, but I've tested a couple of these like chocolate bark type things at different stores. And it's always way, way, way too sweet for me. So, I mean, I love good dark chocolate and I love a good dessert, but I can't do super, super sticky sweet. I just don't have the taste for it anymore. And so Tammy, one of our recipe wizards, she came up with she kind of put her spin on this chocolate bark, and it's amazing. And so I wanted to let anybody know, it calls for dates as kind of the bottom part of this. And then there's some other dried fruit and some almond butter mixed in with some other things. But for anybody who either is allergic to dates or finds dates a little bit too sweet, because I do, I find dates just a little bit too sweet. I did figs, dried figs, in place of the dried dates. And I also didn't have any almonds. And so I had some peanuts in my freezer, some like random peanuts that I wanted to use up. So I used that instead of the almonds. And it came out so, 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 so yummy. And it's one of those little treats that for me, if I'm having like a sweet tooth, which I usually do, sometimes if I eat just like a little piece of dark chocolate, like it'll be okay, but it's not like super, super satisfying. But I tell you, like, I'll have a little square of this and I'm totally satisfied. Like, I don't feel like I want any more, any less. I don't feel like the urge comes back. Like, it's kind of a miracle. This is a game changer for me, because it just takes this little bite. And I don't know if it's like all of the dried fruit in there or the texture, or, you know, it's like the perfect amount of sweetness. But it really, really works for me. So all that to say, if you are a member and you haven't tried this recipe yet, definitely try it. And Tammy recommends trying it with the dates because she says that it tastes really like caramely and kind of like a Snickers bar, which I could totally see. But if you are allergic to dates or you find dates too sweet, try it with figs. And it's also super, super good. And if you're not a member of Plant Fueled Life, you can actually have this recipe if you sign up for a trial. So I will put that link in the show notes as well. And you can sign up for a free 10-day trial to Plant Fueled Life. And you can test out all of our meal plans and our recipes and take a look around, watch our videos. We have a ton of amazing content that we are always adding to the Plant Fueled Life classroom. So check that out. The recipe, I'll link to the show notes as well. Toasted almond cranberry bark is the official name, but delicious. Okay, so I told you about the handbook and the bark and the, what else? I think I told you about other things, but like now I can't even remember. My brain, you know, like my sister has now been like, it's going to be 2 months since my sister's been dead, gone, passed, whatever. I don't know, whatever the best way is to say that, I guess, dead. It's kind of brutal, but it's what it is, right? It is brutal. I still can't believe it. I have moments that I just can't believe it. Like, I get it. I get it. I understand, like, intellectually, we all die. I know I'll die one day. I know that everybody dies. Everything that is born must also die. I get that. It makes sense. And I, like, accept that to a certain degree as well. But then some days I'm like, but wait, my sister's dead. Like, I can't pick up the phone. I can't text her. I can't tell her this thing that's happening in my life. I can't hear her voice. Like, what? And it's just going to keep going like this. And I think that's the thing. Once the initial sort of shock wore off, and it sounds silly to say shock, because she was really sick for like 5 years. And so it's not like this was unexpected. We all knew that this was coming, but it was still a shock when she died. And once that kind of wore off, then it's kind of now to the part where it's like, oh, it's like this is a forever thing. Like, the finality of it is so bizarre and so weird. It's just weird. I guess my point is, with that, I feel like I'm a little spacey lately. Like, I feel like I'm a little bit like forgetful and not totally like as sharp as I usually am. And I guess that comes along with grief as well. Or so I've been reading about grief lately, and that maybe explains a little bit of it. I don't know. I'm definitely honoring the process and just being present with it as much as I can. So today's episode, let's talk about, see, enough about me. I'm blabbering on again. Enough about me. So downward spirals. We all have been in one probably. And when you're in and here's what I mean by a downward spiral. You are going about your life. You have a routine. Something changes, right? Something really challenging comes up. Something really hard happens. And you kind of get off the path of your healthy lifestyle, right? Maybe you stop exercising. Maybe you stop eating healthy. Maybe you start eating, you know, impressive amounts of ice cream. Maybe you stop prepping your meals. Maybe you stop going outside. Maybe you just start ordering pizza for dinner every night. I don't know, but you go into kind of this spiral, and the more you get out of the healthy habits, the more you get out of the healthy habits, right? It's sort of like a domino effect. And we can think about the opposite too. Once we start doing healthy things, we do more healthy things. And the opposite is true. Once we start doing kind of unhealthy behaviors, we will do more unhealthy behaviors. And that's just sort of how it rolls. So when you are in a downward spiral, that is the nature of it, right? To spiral, to go down, to do more of that. It's not like you're in a downward spiral and you are peppering it with green smoothies and Pilates. It's not, in my experience, that is not how it goes. So what do you do, right? When you're in that downward spiral and when you're in like kind of the bottom rung of that and you're like, holy shit, how did I end up in this vat of Velveeta cheese and, you know, wearing pajamas for a week in a row, and eating cheese and ice cream at every meal. So how to bring yourself kind of out of that? You know, I don't really have the answer, but I do have a few things that have helped me in the past that maybe you could try them. And these are the kind of things that, like, if it doesn't work, then it doesn't really hurt. Like, they are kind of very simple things. And I think that's the main thing that I've experienced when I've been in that situation, or when I've sort of coached people who are in that situation, is like you kind of have to start simple and start really small, because anything else just feels way too overwhelming. I'm going to give you kind of an exception to that when I'm done here. So that was something that I experienced at one point in my life, but I think in general, starting small is a really good place to start, because it just helps you start. Right. And that's the, you know, the first step has to be a small step in order to take it. So if you find yourself far, far down in Funk Town and you're in that spiral and you're like, Jesus, I need to get the potato chips out of my hand and I need to like get up off the couch, here are some small things, small tangible things that I recommend, right? Because I could say, well, just love yourself through it and be patient with yourself and give yourself compassion. And that's all true and great and wonderful, but none of that is tangible. But I wanted to give you some actual tangible things for you to do, right? For you to actually do. Get up off your couch and go do this. Okay, so here are some things. The first thing, and I swear I do not know why this works, but it has always worked for me. Go to the store and get a package of blueberries. Okay. One thing, very simple. Go get some blueberries, take them home, rinse them off, and eat some blueberries. Just start with that. Like, This does not have to be complicated. We are not going all in here. We are going for a small little win. And there is something about blueberries that makes the body happy. And for at least for me, I can feel like my cells perk up when I eat blueberries. Now you might be saying, well, can I get strawberries? Can I get raspberries? Will an apple work? Yes, of course, all of that will work. But for some reason for me, blueberries have something very magical happening with them. And when I am in Funk Town and I'm just like, all right, I need the very basics here, I get a thing of blueberries and I eat them. And then I take it from there. That leads me to one little step closer to doing something good for my body. So go buy some blueberries and eat them. Very, very basic, very simple. The next thing is turn on some music that you like, right? Turn off the TV, turn off your screen, your phone, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Close all of that out and turn on some music that you like. And get up off your couch, stand up, close your eyes, listen to that music, and move your body a little bit. Now, if you're thinking, I don't even know what music I like. Okay, fine. Here's some suggestions. Pick a band that you liked when you were like 18 years old. Right? Just pick a band that you used to really like when you were younger and either type it into YouTube or put it into Spotify or Pandora and play that station. So for me, if I can't think of any music I like, I would just be like, okay, well, I really loved Ani DeFranco when I was younger. I really loved Tori Amos. I really loved Dave Matthews Band. I would just like start with something that I used to like, right? I'm not gonna have analysis paralysis with finding a new band or a new singer that I really like. I'm just going to go with something that I used to really like and I knew. Turn that on and just close your eyes and just let your body move to the music. Even if it's like a gentle sway, just a little bit, like this will start to get your energy flowing through your body in a different way. India Arie. India Arie is, for me, one of my favorites. Her music is really inspiring. It has a good beat. It's very spiritual. It's very uplifting. It's deep. India Arie, if you need a suggestion, that's a great one. And also The Beautiful Chorus. I think that it's called The Beautiful Chorus, like a chorus. C-H-O-R-U-S, course, The Beautiful Course. I better like fact check myself right now and make sure that's their name. They have an album that I listen to on Spotify a lot and it has a purple cover. Oh yes, Beautiful Course, that's what it's called. And it's called, yes, it's the one with the purple cover. That's a very lovely, inspiring album. As well. But if nothing else, just put on something that you used to like and move your body. Okay, next thing is go leave your house and go see a movie. Go pick a movie. Go to the theater. It's going to be nice and cool and dark. Nobody has to see you. You don't have to talk with anybody. You could even wear your pajamas if you wanted. But get out of your house and go see a movie. You could go to a matinee in the middle of the day. You could go to one in the evening. But go see a movie. It'll change things up a little bit, but it's not, you don't have to feel, sometimes when I'm like in a big rut, like I just don't want to be seen. Even by my close friends or my family, I just don't want to be seen. I want to be in my little cocoon. And so going to the movies kind of creates this container for me to go do something and be part of society in a way, but still remaining kind of in a cocoon. So that has been helpful for me as well. The next one is get a list. And when you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, anytime, you could do it right now if you want, anytime during the day, do it at least once a day. Write down three things that you're grateful for. Just three. It can be very simple. It can be like, I'm grateful that the sky is blue. I'm grateful that my legs work, right? If your legs happen to work, right? It's a thing we can all be very grateful if we have working legs, because not everybody does. I'm grateful that I know how to write, right? Can you think of three things? I'm grateful that I have a pen and paper, right? It can be very, very small things, but just write down three things that you're grateful for, and do that once a day, twice a day, before you go to sleep, when you wake up, start that. And then the next thing is to make one healthy meal. Now, there's no need for you to right away like, okay, I'm going to totally throw out all of the donuts and the ice cream and the chips in my house and eat totally whole food plant-based in one go. Like, that's probably not going to happen. Start with just one healthy meal. That's it. Something that you like, right? If you know you like burritos, then, you know, get some whole wheat tortillas, get a can of refried beans, make a batch of rice, put some rice and beans in a tortilla, top it with some avocado and maybe some olives, and there you go, right? Some lettuce on top for a little veggie. Get a veggie in there, shred some carrots maybe. Do what you can. But just start with like one meal. Can you make one healthy meal, right? The rest, it doesn't matter, just one. And then next week, can you make it two healthy meals? If not, that's okay. Stick with the one. Again, this is more about baby steps. Until you get to the place where you feel like doing a little bit more. Because in the beginning, you might really have to will yourself to do this stuff, because you're not going to want to feel like doing it. You feel like eating ice cream and being on your couch and watching TV, right? And so you might have to, okay, if you can do nothing else, will yourself to go get the blueberries. Will yourself to turn on some music and move your body. Will yourself to go see a movie. Will yourself to make that list of three things that you're grateful for. Will yourself to do just one meal that's healthy, right? And from there, eventually it'll motivate you to do one more little thing, and then one more little thing, and then one more little thing. And, you know, eventually then you're going to be in a position where, okay, maybe now I get the ice cream out of my house and I just do fruit and that chocolate bark, right, for sweet stuff, and leave the ice cream alone, right? Eventually, when you're ready, but give yourself time. This does not happen overnight. And I think for most people, doing it one little small simple step at a time is going to be much more effective than trying to change everything all in one go. Like, okay, you're doing ice cream on the couch, Netflixing tomorrow, you know, going to the gym, batch cooking, getting a solid 8 hours of sleep and meditating. Like it's a little bit far-fetched probably, right? I don't know that's a pretty big jump. And I don't know even how healthy it would be to make that big of a jump that quickly even. Right? Because you're obviously in the midst of something. If you are in this downward spiral and you need some time, So those are my suggestions, just some very easy, tangible things to get started. There's one thing that really worked for me in the past. And now this is I tend to be a little bit extreme though. Like for me, when I'm in, and that's just sort of my personality. And so when I was in a spiral one time in my life in the past, one thing that I did was I did like a 3-day juice fast, because I felt like that was going to be the quickest, easiest way for me to like just get a whole bunch of yucky stuff out of my system. And it would allow me to make not as many choices, because if I was doing 3 days of just juice, then I didn't really have to think about it. I just did it. Like I went to, you know, I got my juicer out, and then I went to the grocery store and I bought carrots and cucumbers and green apples and ginger and leafy greens and citrus and, you know, all the stuff for my juices. And then I just did juices like 3 or 4 times a day for 3 days. And that was, you know, that is not simple small things. That's kind of like the opposite of that. But for me, at one point in my life, that was very effective. And it really gave me this like, it was like doing that was sort of like having a dead battery in a car. And then all of a sudden I got a jump, right? And that jump was like turned on the car, and then I could go change my battery, right? So that's kind of what it gave me, and that was very helpful. But that's not for everybody. Like, I don't think that's necessarily great advice for everybody out there. For me, that was very helpful at one point in my life to give me that jump start that I needed. But, you know, if you're like, oh, a juice fast, hell no, then honor that, please honor that. It just, you know, that was an experience that I had at one point that was helpful. But, you know, there's also been other times in my life where literally the blueberries was a game changer. Like, there was something about them that it just took that one little thing, that one little change. Okay, Molly, go eat blueberries. And just when I ate them, when I used to do this, I haven't had to go get blueberries in a while, but anytime in the past when I would do my blueberry trick, it was like I would get them, and I do eat blueberries regularly, but not like I haven't eaten them with the intention of helping me get out of a funk. But in the past when I have, I would like close my eyes and eat them and just be totally present with it and like feel them in my mouth and feel the texture and feel the taste and the just feeling how they feel in my mouth, feeling, you know, swallowing them, and just be very present with that process. And there's something about it, I swear. Like, so I've definitely done like the small steps as well. And that has been effective as well. So I just wanted to give you a few different choices, because maybe a few of those things spoke to you and others didn't, but whatever inspiration you can take from this, then by all means use it, ditch the other ones. And you know, wherever you are on your journey, I'm sending you lots of love. I know that life is fucking hard sometimes. It is so hard. And like, we have to take care of ourselves. We're the adult now. We have to take care of ourselves. We get to take care of ourselves, and we have to take care of ourselves. So both of those things are true. So I'm sending you lots of love for your journey out of the funk and out of the spiral. Just know that, you know, impermanence is the law of things. And so things do change and things do feel different eventually, even though sometimes it feels like, you know, I can't imagine feeling anything else but this, or I can't imagine this changing. It's going to be like this forever. It's not. It's definitely, definitely not. So I'm sending you lots of love. Hang in there. You got this. And I will talk to you all next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.